Today is the 25th day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and it is wonderful to be here with you today. We're within sight of a new month, and I can't believe we've flown through this month. Like, I realize next month, like up north, it's the leaves start to change and everything. That's not going to happen down here in the rolling hills of Tennessee. Summer's still with us, but you just kind of see the passage of time. It's like, wow, day by day, step by step has led us here, and here we are. And the Bible has led us all the way from Genesis to the book of Job in the Old Testament, and that's where we are right now. And so let's dive in and continue this journey in the book of Job and the conversations that are taking place between Job and his friends. Today, Job chapters 16 through 19. Job responded, "I have heard many things just like these. You are miserable comforters, all of you. Is there any end to your windy words? What provokes you to respond like this? I also could speak just like you. If your lives were in the same condition that my life is, I could weave fancy words against you and shake my head at you. But instead, I would build you up with the words from my mouth, and comforting words from my lips would ease your pain. Now, if I speak up, it does not lessen my pain. And if I hold back, how much of my pain goes away? Surely he has worn me out. You have devastated everyone close to me. You have made me shrivel up, and this testifies against me. My emaciated body stands up and is a witness against me. His anger has torn me. He has been hostile to me. He has gnashed his teeth at me. My opponent glares at me with piercing eyes. People have opened their mouths wide against me. They have slapped my face with contempt. They have ganged up on me. God hands me over to evil people. He throws me into the hands of the wicked. When I was at ease, he shattered me. He seized me by the neck and has ripped me to pieces. He has set me up as his target. His archers surround me. He pierces my kidneys and has no pity. He pours out my bile on the earth. He breaks down my walls in many places. He runs against me like a warrior. I have stitched sackcloth to my skin. My horn is stuck in the dust. My face is red from my weeping. There are dark circles under my eyes. Even though there is no violence in my hands, and my prayer is pure. O earth, do not cover my blood. Let my cry never find a place to rest. Even now, my witness is in heaven. My advocate is on high. My intercessor is my friend. My eyes never stop weeping to God. My intercessor pleads with God for a man, as another human pleads for his friend. A few more years will come, then I will go the way of no return. My spirit is broken. My days are snuffed out. The tomb is waiting for me. Surely mockery closes in on me. My eyes must live with my enemies' bitter contempt. Please pay for me the deposit that you require from me. Indeed, who else could guarantee this payment for me? You have hidden understanding from their hearts. Therefore, you will not let them win. If someone denounces friends for a payoff, his children's eyes will fail. He has made me a laughingstock among the people. They spit in my face. My vision is blurry from grief. I am just a shadow of myself. The upright are appalled at this, and the innocent are aroused against the godless. In spite of it all, the righteous hold tight to their ways, and everyone with clean hands grows stronger. All right then, all of you, please come and try again, but I will not find a wise man among you. My days have passed. All the things I plan to do are ripped apart, including the deepest desires of my heart. They turn night into day. In the face of darkness, they claim light is near. If I wait hopefully for the grave to become my house, if I spread out my bed in the darkness, if I cry out to the pit, you are my father, and to the worm, my mother, or my sister, where then is my hope? Who can find any hope for me? Will it go down with me to the barred gates of the grave? Will we rest in the dust together? Bildad the Shuhite responded, how much longer are all of you going to keep hunting for words? Come to your senses, then we can talk. Why are we considered to be like cattle? Why are we regarded as unreasoning animals in your eyes? You who tear yourself to pieces with your anger, do you expect the earth to be made desolate for your sake? Should rocks be moved from their place for you? The light of the wicked has been extinguished, and not a spark of his flame still shines. In his tent, light becomes darkness when the lamp beside him goes out. His powerful strides are tangled up, and his own plans bring him down. Yes, his feet are caught in a net, and he stumbles into its webbing. A trap snaps at his heel, and a snare catches him firmly. A noose lies hidden on the ground for him. A trap is set on his path. Terrors frighten him on every side. They harass him at every step. His strength is eaten away by hunger, and disaster is waiting for him to stumble. It eats away pieces of his skin. Death's firstborn child eats away pieces of him. He is torn away from the safety of his tent. He has marched off to the King of Terrors. Nothing that belonged to him remains in his tent. Sulfur is scattered over his dwelling. His roots dry up below, and his branches wither above. All memory of him perishes from the earth. No one on the street remembers his name. He is pushed away from the light into the darkness. He is chased out of the world. He has no posterity or descendants among his people. He leaves no survivor in his place, where he lived as an alien. People in the West shudder at his fate. People in the East are overcome with horror. Certainly, this is the dwelling place for an evil man. This is the place for one who does not acknowledge God. Then Job responded, how long will you torment my soul? How long will you crush me with words? 10 times now you have insulted me, but you are not ashamed that you are treating me so badly. But even if I actually were in the wrong, my error would remain my own concern. To be sure, when you lord it over me and you hurl my disgrace against me, you should know that God has denied me justice, and he has trapped me in his net. Listen to me. I cry out injustice, but I get no answer. I call for help, but there is no justice. He has blocked my way, so I cannot get by. He has brought darkness on my paths. He has stripped me of my honor, and he has taken the crown off my head. He tears me down on every side until I am gone. He uproots my hope like a tree. His anger burns against me, and he regards me as his enemy. Together, his troops advance against me. They build a siege ramp against me. They camp all around my tent. He has distanced my brothers from me, and those who know me treat me like a stranger. My relatives stay away, Even my close friends have forgotten me. Even my house guests and my female servants treat me like a stranger. They look upon me as a foreigner. I summon my servant, but he does not answer, even though I beg him to be gracious to me. My breath keeps my wife away from me, and I am repulsive to my mother's children. Even young boys reject me. When I get up, they speak against me. My closest confidants shun me, and those I love have turned against me. I am nothing but skin and bones. I have escaped with the skin of my teeth. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, you friends of mine, because the hand of God has struck me. Why do you pursue me the way God does? Will you never get enough of my flesh? Oh, how I wish that my words were written down. Oh, how I wish that they were inscribed in bronze, that they would be engraved in rock forever with an iron tool and letters filled with lead. As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the end of time, he will stand over the dust. Then, even after my skin has been destroyed, nevertheless, in my own flesh, I will see God. I myself will see him. My own eyes will see him, and not as a stranger. My emotions are in turmoil within me. If you say, "What can we do to pursue him?" and "He is the root of his own problems," then you should fear the edge of the sword for yourselves. For wrath brings the punishment of the sword, so that you will know that there is judgment. First Corinthians 16. Now concerning the collection for the saints, do as I directed the churches in Galatia to do. On the first day of every week, each of you is to set something aside in keeping with whatever he gains, saving it up at home, so that when I come, no collections will need to be carried out. When I arrive, those whom you approve will be provided with letters, and I will send these representatives to deliver your gracious gift to Jerusalem. If it is appropriate for me to go also, they will go with me. I will come to you when I have passed through Macedonia, for I am going through Macedonia. Perhaps I will have an extended stay with you or even spend the winter, so that you may send me on my way wherever I go. For I do not wish to see you now in passing. I hope to stay with you for a while, if the Lord permits. But I will stay on in Ephesus until Pentecost, because a door has opened for me, a great opportunity for action, and there are many adversaries. But if Timothy comes, make sure he has no reason to be afraid while he is with you, for he does the work of the Lord as I do. Therefore, let no one despise him, but send him on his way in peace so that he may come to me, because I am expecting him, and so are the brothers with me. Now concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to go to you with the brothers. It was not at all his desire to go now, but he will when he has an opportunity. Keep alert. Stand firm in the faith. Demonstrate manly courage. Be strong. Let everything you do be done in love. Brothers, you know Stephanas and his household. You know that they are the first fruits of Achaia, and that they volunteered for service to the saints. I urge that you also submit to them and to everyone who joins in and works hard. I am glad that Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus came, because they supplied what was lacking on your part, and they refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge such people. The churches in the province of Asia greet you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, together with the church that meets in their house. All the brothers greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. This greeting is written by me, Paul, with my own hand. If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be under a curse. Maranatha, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with all of you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Psalm 40, 1 through 10. For the choir director, by David, a psalm. I waited and waited for the Lord. Then he turned to me and heard my cry. Then he pulled me up from the deadly quicksand, from the mud and muck. He made my feet stand on a rock to keep my steps from slipping. Then he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear. They will trust in the Lord. How blessed is everyone who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud or to those who turn aside to falsehood. Many are the wonders you have done, O Lord my God. No one can explain to you all your thoughts for us. If I try to speak and tell about them, they are too many to count. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. Ears you have opened for me. You did not ask for burnt offerings and sin offerings. Then I said, here I am. I have come. The book written on a scroll tells about me. My God, I take pleasure in doing your will. Your law is in my heart. I preach righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not hold back my lips, O Lord, as you know. I do not conceal your righteousness deep in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not hide your mercy and your truth from the great assembly. Proverbs 22, 1. A good name is worth more than great wealth. Respect is worth more than silver and gold. Okay, let's just think about the way that we live for a second. I know that's pretty broad, but let's think about how we react when we face a problem. And we could react emotionally or erratically or whatever, but what we want when we face a problem is a solution to the problem. And when we're faced with a question, we want to find the answer to the question. And I don't know if you've ever noticed, but questions usually produce other questions that lead to more questions as we drill down into understanding. And at least in my experience, there's lots of people way, 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 way smarter than me. But in my experience, if we keep following the questions, and this can be on generally any topic that there is, if we keep following them all the way, we will find the end of human wisdom on the thing. Which does not mean that there aren't more questions. It means that we've reached the end of all that we know. If we understand that that point is actually where our faith engages, because we don't need faith for what we already know, then we can see better what's going on in the book of Job. Job has questions, and he's asked them all the way to the end of human understanding. He's asking why he is suffering when he is upright. His friends have given all of the known answers. Job already knows all those answers, and they are falling short. He has additional questions that a human being can't answer. And so the conversation between Job and his friends has moved from comfort to kind of agitation to argument, where like insults are being thrown at each other, because Job's questions are making Job's friends very uncomfortable. They're very agitated. They're very, very much pushing back against Job, using what they believe that they know about God and his ways, and leaning into ancient wisdom. And Job is at the point where he is simply saying, that's not going to work for me in this. I need God. Watching Job's friends become more and more agitated because they cannot change his mind, they cannot convince him, he is clinging to his integrity and he is clinging to his pursuit of God. And watching all that's kind of revealing, because we may have faced these kinds of situations before where we are suffering and we have questions and we are seeking and we are getting platitudes for answers or memory verses or people who are correcting us. But as we see with Job, there are limitations there. And even though the comfort or correction or advice may even be good, and it may make us feel good, so often when a person is in suffering, these things aren't answering their questions. We're often speaking to our own fears. Job's cry and lament of the heart and his questions have frustrated and agitated his friends, and they're doing battle now over who's going to be right. That's what this has come to at this point. Who is going to be right now? But Job doesn't, that's not the game that he's playing. He just wants God. And even though he is hoping against hope, he is hoping anyway. If he finds God and God kills him, he will hope in God anyway. Which brings us to another very, very riveting scripture that reveals in all of this where Job's heart still is. And I quote, "As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last, and after my body has decayed, yet in my body I will see God. I will see him for myself. I will see him with my own eyes." It's an overwhelming thought. Let's hold that in our hearts today as we face the difficulties of life that we may be facing. Let's meditate upon the posture of Job. He's telling the truth. Like, he's arguing in a way that is making his friends uncomfortable, but he's telling the truth. All he wants is God. And so, Holy Spirit, our comforter, we ask once again that you come as we take these steps forward and contemplate and consider and wrestle with our suffering and the lessons that are to be learned here in the book of Job. Lead us into all truth. Lead us to you. You are what we need. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That is home base. That is the website. That's where you find out what's going on around here. So check it out. The Daily Audio Bible app does that and so much more. And it's free and you can download it from the app store that works with your device. And so check that out. Check out the different sections. The community section, you'll find the prayer wall there. Different links to get connected. Check out the resources that are in the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are a number of categories there, so check that out. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. We're a community here. We wouldn't be that or anything else if we weren't in this together, and so thank you. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Lorianne from South Carolina. And I have been living with my brother and sister since my husband, Stephen, passed away in May. And it's a very unhealthy relationship that I have with my siblings. And I have things that are being taken from me. And every dollar that I earn has to be spent towards bills. And I desperately need to move down next door into my parents' home, which is empty. And I would just love to have my family, my dad family, behind me praying that all of this will work, that I will have the opportunity to move down to my parents. It's just a matter of getting my parents' house cleaned out and then me moving my things in. And I am at the end of my rope. I don't have very much hope left. I love Jesus, and he is the only reason that I have not went away from this world. And because I believe that's his choice, not my choice. But I love all you guys. I love the way that you pour life into each other. And I would covet any of your prayers that you guys would just pray that I can get moved down to my mom's house where I can feel safe and lock the door and turn the alarm system on and know that I'm not going to be harassed for money or have my things stolen. And I would really appreciate it. This is Lorianne from South Carolina. Thank you.
G'day, Dabbers. It's Richard, the radio guy in Australia, normally in Ovirudonga at the present moment. I'm in Wollongong, asking for your prayers and support around Christian radio in Australia and the way it's playing out at the present moment. I'm now actually helping a team of people run six stations around regional Australia, and it's to say that it's a large job is an understatement. You may remember March 2021, I rang in asking for some desperate help, and God came through in that space. And once again, we have some big tasks in front of us, just asking for your prayers for Christian radio in Australia. God bless you all, and thanks, Brian and the team.
This is Julie and Chris from Texas, and we are just calling in to lift up and pray for marriages within our community.
Lord, thank you for the blessing of your presence in our marriages and in our families, Lord. There's so much pressure and stress that's put on relationships between husband and wife and just in families in general, Lord. Stresses that come through the busyness of life, the pressures of finances and trying to make ends meet, Lord. And Lord, we just pray for your provision, both of peace, of your presence, Lord, but also just your provision when it comes to finances and bringing wisdom and understanding and how to make everything have the balance that it needs, Lord, so that we can thrive, not just survive, Lord. We pray for you to touch every part of our lives, Lord, but specifically, Lord, we call out finances in this time, Lord. It seems like with school and with bills and all the things that come, where there's just so much to keep up with, and it seems like sometimes it's just not enough, Lord. But we know that you're good, that your blessings overflow, Lord, and we pray for that overflow and the lives of couples and families. In your name, Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Shantae calling from Port St. Lucie, Florida. And I'm calling today because I'm at like a really, really low spot right now. We are just struggling so very hard with our finances. And right now, I am in the Sam's Club parking lot. My car needs a new battery, and if I turn off my car, I don't know if I'll be able to get it to turn back on. So it's a whole backstory there with that. But basically, I need a new battery. I've been at my son's school for about 2 hours trying to get it to start, and someone tried to give me a jump. It didn't work. And then a sheriff, St. Lucie County Sheriff, gave me a jump, and it worked. So I'm able to get to this place, to Sam's Club now, to get a new battery. But in order to get the money for it, I've had to take out another payday loan, and I've already taken out several payday loans via various apps and just different ways of doing it. I've been able to do it, and we're just in a really bad place financially, and it's very discouraging. And I've had to like fight back tears this entire morning. I've just let them just come, but in front of people, you know, you don't want to keep crying over and over, so you try to just calm down. But you know, we've had other times like this, and you know, we thought that was behind us. I know God would make a way with this as well, but it's just hard. It's some hard that, you know, people go through from time to time. So anyway.
G'day, my Daily Audio Bible family. This is Ozzy James calling from Australia. Yep, I'm back here. Been back a while after my trip to Japan, and God is good. And yep, I'm back into my seminary studies, back into work. Brothers and sisters, just want to give you a word of encouragement about prayer, because God is not some kind of cosmic genie that we ask for wishes, or a cosmic vending machine. No, prayer is not about asking God to change our circumstances or give us things. Prayer is about aligning ourselves with God, and it's about changing our hearts so that we are in alignment with God's heart, and that is the essence of prayer. So I just wanted to give my brothers and sisters that encouragement, and I love you all. Ozzy James signing out. Bye.